This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're having a good time out here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. This hour brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors.
Love plastic straws.
Yeah, well, I've got one right now. We are going to talk more about what happened last night at NFL Honors as we get ready for Super Bowl 59 on Sunday. We're going to give you our official picks later in the show. Also, we're going to get a chance to talk to the Hawks CEO, Steve Koonin, after all of these moves went down. And Mike said this yesterday, like, I know some of you feel like he may be in the room, but he's not making these decisions.
Steve's a big picture guy. I mean, your experience at State Farm, you know, the arena, all the cool stuff they do, the entertainment and the total package, and also marketing the team. But he's not making personnel decisions. He just comes out and we talk about decisions at Landry Fields and others have made regarding this Hawks operation.
No doubt. Kyle Korver's a part of that. The front office. And there's a personnel side, which is that's what they're doing. And there's a business and executive side.
Right.
That's what Steve does. He oversees everything with the Hawks.
Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see what he says about these moves. And we're going to talk to him a little bit later on in the show. Hey, man, we'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. Lots of folks chiming in. Mike, it's interesting. Many guys feel the way that we do, that Lamar got jobbed, and you know it's one of these things. The optics are not good. They don't look good when you say, hey, we're gonna give it to the best player, and the guy goes out and plays better than everybody and doesn't win the award.
Josh doesn't have the votes for the all pro thing. It makes no sense this came out, right?
So we're gonna continue to talk about that. If you're wondering, Bogey has put out a nice thank you as well, and we said this about DeAndre Hunter on Instagram, thanking Atlanta for its him support and being there for him through the ups and downs and drafting him. And Bogey has done the same, Mike, as he's on his way to the Clippers. And again, I wouldn't expect anything less from those guys, but everybody's wondering where this thing's going to go. We're going to talk about that in about 10 minutes. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1. All right, Mike, I want you to lay out for me, if you can, the guys that and again, this is public knowledge, so that's good.
Yeah, it's totally transparent the way the AP comes out with the voting for the NFL Player MVP of the Year.
I love that because we don't get that with baseball,
right?
We don't get that.
Right.
We still don't know who didn't vote for Ichiro, all right? Just to give you an example.
Right.
So as a first ballot, you know, 100%. Give me the layout on this, man.
All right, guys. There's folks that they all voted for everybody who finally, you know, you had either with Josh Allen, you had certainly, who am I forgetting, with the Bengals. Joe Burrow. Sorry about that. I was going brain dead on Joe Burrow. All these guys were on these lists, but they came down to who was number one, who was number two. Number one for Lamar Jackson. If you had Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen, starts with our buddy down in South Florida, Armando Salguero.
Yes.
Who covers the Dolphins and now covers National. Chris, some of these names you might be familiar with, Carl and Chris. I don't know. Aaron Schatz?
Yeah, he has a really, really popular NFL blog. He's one of the best in the country.
Okay. Dan Pompey.
Yes.
Voted for Lamar Jackson. Dave Burkett. Dave Burkett?
He's from Detroit.
Right. Deanna, we had her on the show, Deanna Rossini. She voted for Lamar. Deontay Lee?
Never heard of him.
Doug Ferrer. for all?
Yes, he's independent as well.
Our good friend Greg Allman, who comes on the show.
Yep. Fox.
Sporting News at Fox. Jarrett Bell.
Yeah, USA Today.
Right.
Yeah.
Jarrett lives here.
Right. Kay Adams, who you've seen for years at NFL Network.
Yep.
Lorenzo Reyes.
Never heard of
him. Okay. Mike Florio, we all know him. Mike Jones. These are all Lamar Jackson.
I know Mike Jones.
Yeah, Mike Jones.
I know Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Jones.
Mike Jones. Oh, no, it's not. It's a different Mike
different
Jones.
Guys.
It's different
Mike Sando. Voted for Lamar.
He's from The Athletic.
Mm-hmm. Mike Tirico. We all know Mike Tirico from Sunday Night Football and everything else. Mina Kimes, also from ESPN, voted for Lamar Jackson. Ruben Frank.
He's our guy from Philly.
Okay. Nate Davis.
He's also from The Athletic.
Sam Monson.
He's from Pro Football Focus.
Teddy Bruschi had Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen.
Okay.
Carl.
These are the number one votes.
No, it came down to Lamar Jackson over Josh. These are guys with Lamar Jackson number one. Tom Brady, Tony Dungy, and Tom Silverstein.
Never heard of him.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Who had Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson?
Time out. Did you just say Tom Brady had him?
Tom Brady voted for Lamar Jackson.
Interesting. Go ahead.
But this is, if you go back, now Romo, I guess Romo doesn't have a vote. I don't see his name out there. Romo was pimping Josh Allen hard on some of those AFC broadcasts this year.
Okay.
Just, I'm talking about guys who were in the Josh Allen
CBS had the AFC. Gotcha.
Adam Schein votes for Josh Allen.
Yeah, yep. Mad Dog Radio.
Anthony DiGiulio.
Never heard of him.
Ben Volen.
He's from Boston.
Aditi
Kinkabwala.
Yes.
He's from CBS.
Okay. Bruce Murray.
He's also from SiriusXM.
Charian Williams.
Oh, Shireen Williams. Yeah, she's from Dallas. Longtime writer from Dallas.
Gotcha. These are all people with Josh Allen over Lamar.
Okay.
Charles Robinson.
Yeah, from Yahoo.
Right. Chris Sims.
The button.
Dan Orlovsky. So now, this is one that surprised me. Emmanuel Acho that you see on ESPN.
Yeah, he voted.
He voted for Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson. Gary Myers.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him.
Gary Myers, longtime NFL writer. Ira Kaufman. The one that's interesting is Jim Miller. Now, what does Jim Miller do his thing?
Yeah, so he does.
Former NFL player.
He does the equivalent of our slot, so 2-7 on SiriusXM NFL.
The reason Jim Miller's name comes up, Carl, is not only did he have Josh Allen over Lamar, which is fine because many did, he had Lamar Jackson fourth.
Okay,
on his
now you're being dumb. Now you're being dumb. Now you're just being vindictive.
That's just trying to create a headline.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the voting. That had more to do with what we're doing right now and bringing his name up and talking about it.
You shouldn't have a vote.
Yes,
and that's what people are saying. You don't. You're done. Whoever you are, Jim Miller, put 6 touchdowns in your career. Let's see, John McMullen, Jonathan Jones, Jory Epstein, our friend Laura Oakman from she had Josh Allen.
Okay,
over Lamar. Just real quick, Michael Silver, Mark Craig, Lindsey Jones. You know these people, Chris?
Lindsey Jones is NFL Network.
Nick Pavliatos.
No.
Pavlatos? Nora Princiati? You got a lot of names. You can open an Italian restaurant. Pat Kerwin had Josh Allen.
You know what's funny? He's Jim Miller's partner.
Yes, he is.
Oh, sounds like a couple of angry old white guys. Pete Prisco.
CBS.
Speaking of angry guys, Rich Gannon, Tom Curran, Vic Carucci all went with Josh Allen over Lamar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little bit surprised. Vic's been going a long time.
We got your name. We got your number.
Vic's been going a long time. I just feel like when you voted and you've done this and you have a sense of it, maybe that might change your mind. Either way, Mike.
Tom Brady had Lamar Jackson number one.
Yeah, look, and most people with any common sense should have. But I understand why some of those folks who are very credible voted for Josh Allen. But it's criminal when you start to do some of the stuff that you talked about with Jim Miller. Now you're just being trivial, right?
Right.
That's if you told me, well, I didn't vote for him for this reason. Fourth? Who were three other guys that were better than Lamar?
I mean, if you want to move Saquon Barkley up for what he means, that's fine. But you can't have a guy who throws for 41 touchdowns, 4 picks, and rushes for 915 yards. He accounted for 45 scores, fourth on your list. That's why I'm saying I'm sure there will be some groundswell to say if you're being a Weisenheimer with that, then you lose your vote. You want to be a wise ass? You don't get the vote anymore.
Here are a couple other things going on here as we are talking about the NFL and getting ready for Super Bowl 59. Bijan's been making his rounds down there at Media Row, Mike. Saquon was asked about it. As a matter of fact, I think D-Led asked Saquon about Bijan Robinson, and Saquon said, look, man, he's top three dude in the league. Like, you guys can sleep on Bijan if you want to, but he's a beast. So if he's saying that, obviously Saquon is saying myself and Christian McCaffrey and Saquon. That's what he's talking about. Now, everybody will say, well, what about Derrick Henry? Not my words. It's Saquon. Here's what Bijan said about being in Saquon's top three.
that was great, man. Like, that was awesome. Obviously, he's been the guy leading the charge this year, and it's been fun to see. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, you know, that are right behind him that, you know, has been elevating this position this whole season. And for me, like, I mean, you have, what, four guys that were 100 and some yards away just from 2,000.
It's amazing,
all,
right?
All purpose, like, or two of us. So it was definitely a cool thing, seeing all the guys just be great for their teams and great for the NFL and being, you know, trying to be the most offensive or most impactful offensive players in the league.
That they were, running back is back. If you thought it was gone, if you thought it had died, it's not, Mike. But that also means we're gonna have to fork up some money.
Yes.
to pay Bijan when it comes time.
Now again, guys, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But Bijan's gonna be paid probably the number one running back in the league based on where he is compared to the age of other guys that, yep, are playing running back right now. You get into you know, where's Drake gonna be? I don't think we're going to be giving Kyle Pitts a contract extension, if I'm honest. Now, unless he just balls out this year and the light
can't do
goes
it, Mike.
On.
Can't win with him.
But here's the thing. What if he has a Pro Bowl year? If he bookends two Pro Bowl seasons.
Wait a minute. Did you say Pro Bowl? What's
He was a Pro Bowler the first year with Matt Ryan throwing the football.
What's the Pro Bowl? What is that? You talking about Kyle Pitts?
Kyle Pitts.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What if he bookends
his career
here with the Falcons?
I don't even know if those two things exist.
No, yeah, as I'm saying this, my nose is growing like Pinocchio, but I'm just giving you the opportunity for the Falcons. That'd be a nice problem to have. I don't think it's going to be a thing to worry about.
I agree with you. Michael Parsons was asked about what has to happen for the Eagles to win. This is pretty interesting. Micah Parsons obviously plays in the same division as the Eagles with the Cowboys. And he said, you got to give Hurts the rock. Listen to this.
You got to put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hand. If you're going to choose one person to have it in the backfield, I'm choosing Jalen Hurts every time. You got to make Jalen Hurts win the game. And the Eagles been doing a great job of letting Saquon and other guys kind of mix in and doing the dirty work. But respectfully, you got to have Jalen holding the ball. You got to make him make the pass, make him think, keep the game manageable. You can't just let them kind of just run the clock out with Saquon or get creative with Saquon. You got to have the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands.
Can they take Saquon away and force Jalen to do, like, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Jalen's going to have to do everything.
Right. And now, as we said, he's going to have to run, and we know he can, and he's rushed for a lot of yards in his career. Matter of fact, this year, he rushed for 630, so that's certainly impressive. He averaged 4.2 per tote. The over-under on him, as we mentioned earlier, is just 31.5. I think that's going to be one of my prop bets. We're going to do prop bets and picks coming up. But, yeah, the problem with Jalen is that, you know, I always talk about it. He didn't fumble. They stay in sequence and scoring. More pressure on the Chiefs 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. He's got to be – I'm not saying he's got to be led a perfect, Carl, but he needs to really be on it.
I think he's been ridiculously good. He hadn't thrown an interception since week four. The game he gets knocked out in against the Commanders, take that out. He's 13-0 this season.
He's only thrown 18 touchdowns. That gets back to why A.J. Brown was upset about the lack of the vertical passing game midseason. But Kellen Moore said, look, we're going to simply run the football. And that was part of the offensive direction the team took. They focused on it with Saquon. But can they be balanced with the explosive attacks down the field?
Well, my thing is just Hurts is not giving the ball away. From week four, he's not turned it over.
Right. But 18 touchdowns, that's like, as we said, that's like 1978 numbers.
But again, he's throwing the ball 20 times a game, and that's based on the fact that they do have that guy in the
backfield. But you said it before, though, and it's been brought up on the broadcast. Aikman's talked about it. Pull. Ball's got to come out. Sometimes he does not. He doesn't trust himself to get it out on schedule.
All right, guys, more to get to. We're going to hear from something that happened that had the world laughing last night. And also, more about our Hawks, guys, as fallout continues. Fans saying, what are we doing? Where are we going? We try to explain what's going on. Coming up. By the way, as we talk about Lamar, I feel like he got snubbed last night, and we were talking about him being, you know, not named MVP.
Right.
Mike just said to me there are a lot of guys online who follow us are saying, hey, look, here's why Josh won the award. We're not saying he wasn't deserving. He just won the best player in the league.
No, there were four guys you could have done and given it to, and you feel pretty good about it. We mentioned Joe Burrow and certainly what Saquon Barkley means, although running backs rarely get it, despite the fact he could have and should have. So it's very subjective.
Isn't that crazy, though, Mike? You can run for 2,000 yards.
Right.
You're one of eight guys or whatever it is that in the history of the game, and it's still not good enough to win the MVP.
Right.
Like, that's what do you have to do as a running back?
Right, and a defensive player, it's like the Heisman. A defensive player has no shot.
Chance.
You know, even Travis, you know, Hunter obviously was one guy that deserved it because he's such a special talent. But just real quick, some of the points, and I said, look, you could argue, as Carl and I did earlier, if you missed it, neither one of these teams, the Ravens or the Bills, have got a great wide receiving core.
No.
Now, the Bills, you know, we all know, they moved on from Stephon Diggs, they drafted Keon Coleman, but they got Mac Hollins, you know, the caveman with bare feet walking around. But, I mean, they've got some regular dudes. Both teams have got great tight ends, right? Schultz, right? And who was it Dalton Kincaid? What am I forgetting? And Mark Andrews for the Buffalo, for the Bills and the Ravens. But still, this is not like a murderer's row of like skill position receivers for both teams. So the idea that somehow Josh is doing it all by himself, he's got James Cook too. James Cook's a hell of a weapon. And everyone say, well, Lamar's got Derrick Henry. Well, if you had no Derrick Henry, Lamar was able to do these numbers. He's actually got numbers, correct.
Without him.
So that's where to me, it's Lamar Jackson. No,
but Mike, that's the other issue. It's like, well, you know, they added Derrick Henry. Dude, he won one without Henry.
Right.
Henry was better this year because he played with Lamar.
Right. And the playoffs have no bearing on this. It's the regular season. I wish they would include the playoffs. That's another conversation. But it's why I hate postseason awards, because there's always one of these stupid media types that makes you want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, I just think guys are being, as you like to say, truculent.
Yeah.
When it comes to voting and trying to just impress.
Hey, or some old white guys are just being old white guys.
Well, that too. Either way, however you look at it, I mean, like, I just feel like this was pretty cut and dry. Most football people that I talk to all season long were like, it's Lamar. But just before we got to this point.
And you and I were talking, but there was, if you watched the broadcast, and again, I'm not saying it was all on Romo, but there were a lot of guys that just, you could hear, and like, would you guys all get together and have a text, like a chain messages? Maybe let's really pump Josh Allen up. His game speaks for itself. They did at the beginning of the year. We thought, well, maybe they won't be the same team.
Yeah, but Mike, when you're doing these national broadcasts, to your point, in your Romo, and he scores, right?
Right.
Tush push, whatever. He had an incredible run against the Chiefs earlier in the
and
season.
And he runs like a linebacker, runs through people.
And then on that broadcast, you're like, huh, man, I'd never seen Josh play this well. He is on his way to an MVP.
Right.
It brainwashes people.
Right. There is an effect to that.
There is
a cause and effect.
There is. Hey, man, I want you to hear this before we get into some Hawks conversation. Yeah, man, no man, on the way. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead hanging out. A nice crowd on hand, too, by the way.
Hey, man, I want to give a shout-out. I got my crew over here. These, you see all those dudes in the corner? Some of the craziest salespeople, Carl, I used to work with, my old radio station. Good dudes. K-Mac, you've met before.
I have.
McDonough. Just a wild man. Too many stories to tell, Carl, other than the time we went to Caesar's Palace and basically got the Rain Man suite. Unbelievable. It was a comedy fest for TBS. They had Cheech and Chong. It was a roast of Cheech and Chong.
Very nice.
We got to go for it's like a live taping. Dude, it was the funniest foul mouth stuff behind the scenes you've ever seen. But Kevin used to pull stunts like that for us, get us out there to Vegas. So we're literally out there like the Hangover, and they go, would you like to upgrade your suite? Kevin's like, what do you got? They literally pull out the scrapbook like you saw in old school. We had the Rain Man suite. It's like the spiral staircase, the whole thing, man. Two stories.
It's nice.
That was in 08 when the market crashed and nobody had any money.
Well, I was going to say.
That's why we got it. That's the only reason it was made available to us. They were giving it away.
They were giving it away. Right. Yeah, well, and you know what? Even after that, they were giving it away. I mean, you could have went to Vegas 2 years after the recession in 09, 2010.
You've seen Brad Garrett.
The comedian. Get one of those.
You've seen Brad Garrett play the older brother on Everyone Loves Raymond.
Yes.
He's got his own comedy. He was the MC for that thing, and we got to hang out with him and just a blast. Good time. Great weekend.
What's he doing now, by the way?
Hey, Kevin, what are you doing now? I think he's in marketing.
Okay. That makes sense. Hey, I want you to hear this because it made everybody that heard it laugh. It was a little bit awkward because they're sitting there. First of all, did you guys see Bill Belichick with his girlfriend last night?
Who didn't?
Did you see Belichick? Okay. So
hear the Snoop Dogg jokes?
Well, I'm about to play it for
Let's
you.
Let's hear it.
So she has little of nothing on. What's the age difference, Turtle? 20, 30? I'm sorry? About 50 years. So they're sitting in the crowd. Belichick has her there on his arm.
Bare midriff. Very sexy to your point.
Well, she's not my type. Snoop Dogg.
Too skinny for you?
Come on, bro. You got to have a little meat on you. Snoop Dogg then says this about, as he's talking about, you know, following football, and he's making jokes about other teams, which leads to this comment.
Because I've been a football fan for a long, long time. I mean, I remember back when the Cowboys was good. I remember back when the Chiefs was bad. And I remember, what was it? Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet.
Awkward. And then they cut to her, Crozier, laughing reaction. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
49, she's 49 years younger than Belichick.
Yeah. That's a little much, isn't it?
Well, I'm just asking.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, that's what the heart wants. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. For instance, if it was a 72-year-old woman with a younger man,
would it matter?
Well, you'd call the guy a gigolo. Right?
Would it matter?
I personally think it's awesome. I think, you know, in America, Carl, we have these hang-ups about age. You know, and generally, a lot of women are just, you could imagine when Belichick, when he's with the coaching staff, gets together in North Carolina, the women.
Oh, let me ask you this.
Oh, my God.
And look,
women get so catty.
Let me ask you this, because my sister married a man that was 15 years older than her.
Right.
And at the time, my mom said, I don't know about this.
Right.
Now, they stayed married, lasted a long time. Unfortunately, he passed away, and she got remarried. But that was a big deal, and she was young. Mike, what do you talk about with a 49-year difference? Help me with that.
No, they met on the plane.
Is the conversations they're having?
It was about philosophy. It's the big picture. Remember that was the story? She had a book on philosophy, and Belichick's rap is like,
get out of here.
I'm really kind of into Kierkegaard, and, you know, I like, have you ever read some of the things from the late 19th century?
I don't buy it. But 10, 15, even 20 years difference is not a big deal. We see that all the time. I didn't know it was that big of a difference. I thought it was like 25 years.
But he is 49 years older. He had all his rings on, by the way. He went complete.
He did.
Pimp. He had all of his Super Bowl rings on display.
But Snoop Dogg made that joke, and everybody's like, oh, did he go there? He did go there. Hey, man.
Well, he actually had one less. Yeah. He let her have one.
Oh, she had one.
She was wearing one of the rings.
She was wearing one. And then the joke online, it was, that must have been the ring from 02 because that was the year she was born.
Hey, I was going to say, what ring would you allow her to wear?
Right.
Like, which one is the least important, I guess?
Right.
In your mind, and you're like, you're going to have this
Which
one.
Was the worst of the Well, probably the Rams one here. That was the
that was a terrible Super Bowl. It was.
The one against us. And, you know, it's funny. I didn't want to mention this last week because we're still too close to it. But it was Sports Illustrated listed the last 25 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Ours is number one. The Brady comeback.
As number
one. The greatest, the best Super Bowl.
It was a very entertaining Super Bowl.
Right.
I didn't look. We didn't see it like that. The rest of the country did. You're right. Up. The comeback. The overtime.
Right.
It was the first game.
Were they on Bleacher Report? I think it was Bleacher Report had it, but ours was number one.
And I think it was the first Super Bowl for overtime. Like, it had all the elements.
Right.
But we weren't seeing it like that.
No, we were literally watching. It was like watching a car crash in slow motion. You couldn't get out of the car.
No doubt. Hey, man, we are live at Twin Peaks. Coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. Also, Steve Coonan's going to join us, as we said. We'll talk to him about the Hawks and where we go from here. They're in action tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking on Milwaukee and Mike. And then they have a back-to-back because they'll play tomorrow on the road. But we'll talk to Steve about all of that. And also, as we move along, we are going to give you our picks. We're going to give you the game score because we've been picking three games all year. Then we've got one game left.
There's only one.
So we're going to give you score.
There can be only one.
Over, under, and then we're going to pick a prop bet, all right? And there's a bunch of props out there.
You and I've already kicked a couple of them around already.
Yeah, man. Look, there are a lot of attractive prop bets when you start talking about these numbers as far as some of the stars going over and those numbers. Man, I am tempted, though. I'll be honest with you. I'm tempted to look at this Saquon, the one you've been telling me about.
Right.
I don't know if he runs for that much, Mike.
130 yards.
That's a lot,
is the over.
Man.
I mean, and you're expecting the chunk plays. You're expecting him to break one for 60.
Well, he's been breaking plays every week.
Right. Hits his average for the rest. The Jalen Hurts just running for 31.5 yards seems a bit low.
Yeah.
Because you almost think he's going to have to do some of that, but we'll chop that up. Also, real quick, I mentioned it. I teased it. I'll get into it later. But the guys that made the Hall of Fame, Jared Allen and – I got a mean out about this. But it's a guy that we like. We've had on the show a couple of times.
Okay.
Who I don't know when this guy gets in the Hall of Fame, but he's got everything on his resume that should put him in as an edge rusher.
All right, I can't wait to hear it. Coming up, Turtles got Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at Twin Peaks. Having a good time, hanging out on a Friday. We just met a couple of listeners. This wonderful woman walks up and she says, hey, thank you guys. I love you guys. And I'm like, well, thank you. And she goes, my husband told me to come here because of you guys.
Wearing
so I show up.
A Falcons Tommy Bahama shirt. He goes, probably the last day I'll wear this. Then, of course, brave season begins.
And That's right.
So I go to him, I go, what about the soccer? Oh, I don't do that. I go, well, you got to try it. He's having none of it, but he can't wait. He's going to go down to Northport and catch the Braves down in spring training action.
Yeah, man. We've been talking about that. If you've not been down there, the way they built that facility.
Right.
Listen, I know, you know, again, we say this. For years they were at Disney and it was easy. And if you had kids, you could go down there and kill two birds with one stone. That whole facility is sweet. Mike, there's nothing else down there.
No. Northport is kind of like the last spot they filled in between Fort Myers and, like, Sarasota. Venice is a nice little area. Yep. But, yeah, there's really – for years it was not as much there. But if you go down to Venice, it's a great little seaside community. Cool stuff if you're taking a family down here. Of course, shoot up, see the mouse, right? Go up I-4 and
I was going to say, it's a little haul, though. That's
a
drive
now. It's about 3 hours. Well, the traffic –
it's a drive.
As the crow flies, it's 2 hours, but with traffic, it's 3.5.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. When you went down to Disney, and everybody loved it because it was easy, like I said, you could see a Braves game and go to Disney. But either way, they've done a really good job with the facilities. Hey, man, we're live at Twin Peaks. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, happy Friday. What is going on, my man? How are you?
First of all, that would mean the drive from Mike Bell would be about 46 minutes.
Possibly.
My record from Naples to Orlando is 1 hour and 17.
That's the thing. I'm exaggerating for a joke, and it's not even an exaggeration.
No. Toll roads, though, you can't open it up.
Right. All right. They're 23-28 going into tonight's game against Milwaukee.
Hawks?
The Atlanta Hawks over-under, as we talked about, for the season was 35 wins. Yeah, man, no man.
It was 35 and a half the year I got screwed on the John Collins suspension.
Do they get there?
No.
We didn't know. This is where these over-unders, right, man. We didn't know that all of this was going to transpire, right?
Right.
And now it doesn't feel like we're going to get there. As a matter of fact, let's be honest. We'll be lucky to make the play-in. I mean, right now, tonight, okay, the guys are in town, Terrence Mann, all these guys we traded for.
we'll see them for the first time, but this is not like, you know, a puzzle where you just go and it fits. Got to figure out how you play, what you do. So this is a process again, Mike. And again, if you had Jalen on the floor and you said, all right, we're adding these bench pieces, I maybe feel better. But, Toto, I'm going to say that it's going to be hard-pressed to get there right now. How many more wins do we need?
15? 31 games left in the season for the Hawks. We played 51. So 31, you got to get to 35, you said? So 36
yes.
is 36.
Correct.
So you'd have to do...
You need...
You got to go 13 and 18.
Yeah, we need 15 more wins in essence.
Yeah.
13. Okay. Yeah, because they have 23 right now.
Yeah, you got to give yourself some leeway.
You got 13 and 18.
Well, and here's the other
five
thing.
Five games under. Basically, they could make that.
No, they could definitely do it. It's just nothing is easy right now.
Right. Trey can have a great night.
Nothing is
Reece
easy.
Risa can pop, but then you're missing Jalen Johnson. You're missing DeAndre Hunter.
Think about the other night. Spurs, right? Come back. Make a great, effort to get in the game and finish the game. Can't finish. Detroit, you're fighting for your lives. Now, they won that game. But, like, there is no easy games. I know everybody thinks, like, oh, this team's bad. We're not on a level where we can just roll out and blow people out every night.
No.
So I think it's going to be hard-pressed to get there, but they could. But then, to Mike's point, does that mean Trey goes on a tear?
Right.
And, we're talking about Kobe-like, eight games of 45 or something like that. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Right now, they're two games behind Orlando for the eighth seed. They're hanging on by a thread.
I'm telling you, the play-in now, again, we've been there, we've done that.
Yeah, but we know how that goes.
But that's now where I'm thinking, where it's crazy, Mike. 3 weeks ago, I was like, man, this could be a top four team. They were playing like it. They were defending. They were shooting. Like, it had the possibility of being that, and now it doesn't.
Again, I forget. I should know this. Now, we play 9 plays 10, 7 plays 8, winner plays each, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's right. Move on.
Yeah. All right, he went on her show, and he said, I take it all back. Tyreek Hill was on with Kay Adams this morning, and she kind of just sat there and let him run, and he decided to use her platform today to walk back just about near everything he said a couple of weeks ago when he said, I want out of Miami.
Tua, he's my guy. Always will be my guy, no matter what, man. Like, and I'm sure, he understands my frustration. Like, we all want to win. Tua, he's another competitor. He's a hell of a competitor. A lot of people don't know that. He's a winner. He's consistent. So I'm looking forward to, just us continuing to build our relationship, man, even more.
I love it.
And this is my public apology.
Is that what that is? Please.
This is my public apology to you, Tua. I love you, bro.
But take it. I mean, are you sort of wanting to say you're sorry to your team?
Oh, God. Yeah. But they already know that, though. Like, they know I'm not that kind of player, though. I'm like, a lot of people may say, oh, Reek is a hothead. He's this, he's that. But all my teammates know, bro. Like, I come to work every day. I bust my tail. I show up to meetings on time. And I do what I got to do, bro. So.
Yeah, I mean, it just was weird this year. Remember, we talked about it, Carl, as soon as we saw the Jalen Waddle contract go down. Then he's like, yeah, I'm happy for him. They got to pay me. And so he got the bump. And the sooner they give him the raise, and he's talking about he wants out. I don't get it. I like Tariq's game, but, man, sometimes it's like, what are you talking about? Where are you coming from? Did you buy him? You take it at face value? He's sorry?
Yeah, because, look, he's not ever done any harm
to
anybody or his team. He was frustrated. He popped off.
It's just lip.
It shouldn't have happened. And yeah, I totally believe him. And, more than anything, the public apology is cool, but, how about texting a call into it personally?
Maybe did, I don't know.
Correct. Right? And that's, that's a whole nother story. But I'm not mad at Tyreek Hill. I don't think Tyreek Hill had any malice.
No. He's just
when
selfish.
He said things
he's
he
just
said.
Selfish and he's talking off the top of his head.
Yeah.
Popping off.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be any good next year,
and that could be
a problem.
Got no defense.
So if they start 2-6,
listen, they you go back the last few years since McDaniel's been there, and they start hot, and then they fall apart, right?
What do you mean we fall apart?
Well, the warmer months, and this has been proven, when you start the season in September and October, and you're rolling and you're scoring all these points, and everybody gets crazy, you get to November, December, you can't win. When the weather changes, and you got to go play Buffalo in Buffalo. Like that.
They're soft. Just say it. They're soft.
But, well, I don't know if they're soft.
They're soft.
I don't know if they're built for the long term of the season, the way that they are constructed. The offense rolls when it's warm weather and they're scoring. That does not happen later in the season. Yeah. That's happened two seasons in a row. I don't know about how good they'll be, but, yeah, I think that that's the fundamental problem.
I've just never been you know me. I think the guy's a fraud. I think he's in over his head. And I think what you see on Hard Knocks, we always talk about the camera doesn't lie. Mm-hmm. And the players, and there's been people that murmurs, reports, you guys even made it to the media. One of the guys felt the way it's run, it's soft.
Something we've been talking about all offseason. What the hell are the Dodgers doing, man? This is unbelievable. They've acquired more talent in a single offseason than I think you could argue maybe any team in the history of baseball, spending more money than any team in the history of baseball to do so. What does the commissioner think about all this? Well, he was asked. He said, quote, via the LA Times, "The Dodgers are a really well-run, successful organization. Everything they do and have done is consistent and within our rules. They are trying to give their fans the best possible product. I recognize, however, and my emails certainly reflect it, there are fans in other markets who are concerned about the team's ability to compete. We always have to be concerned when our fans are concerned about something, but pinning it on the Dodgers, I'm not in that camp."
Well, I mean, what's he going to say? We're going to advance the salary cap. That's kind of like the first step towards it, throwing it out there. I think most baseball fans would say this is brutal. It's if this is the shape of things to come. I mean, we said it now. Just because you got the most money, based on that, Carl, the Yankees would have all the World Series.
No doubt.
But, you know, but you've got to go out there and execute. Dave Roberts and the Dodgers have come up short. Probably their best chance before last year was that the year that the Astros got them. But I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem right, Carl, when you got all this money and it's so over the top. Even though baseball has its own version of luxury tax, it just blows everybody out of the water.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, depth. They've gone above and beyond that. Like, you're talking about a pitching staff now where we're afraid of one injury. They could have three and still be fine. It's not the norm that we've seen in Major League Baseball, and so it's concerning from that standpoint. But look, if you can do it, do it. Like, if the Braves could do this, and they could, right, to a certain extent, they wouldn't go this far. Do it. Like I don't have any problem with somebody trying to spend the most money to win. Ohio State did this in college football, and everybody's like, what are they doing? If you can do it, do it. So I am just more concerned about, like, when I look at our team and I say, man, can we withstand an injury or two and still be competitive? The answer is no. We saw it last year. That team can withstand a couple of major injuries, and it's not going to hurt them at all.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Braves were still monkeying around for a fifth starter. As Carl just said, the Dodgers have got enough starting pitching for two teams. So, and the other thing also is there's a moment where you've got that window, and the Dodgers' window is perpetually open. The Braves, you feel like they've got their roster, Carl. I think it's not wrong to be in your feels as a Braves fan. They're just not augmenting this roster like we should have this offseason. I heard the conversations they had in Sandra with Alex Anthopoulos. I mean, we're just kind of doing pitching again on the cheap.
Yeah. I am more optimistic about the lineup.
Being healthy.
Yes. Right. The pitching is one thing. But if these dudes are healthy and everybody's hitting like they should, we're going to be fine scoring runs. Can we hold teams down? And that's going to be the question.
All right, guys, with a couple minutes left, how do we end this segment? The only way we can. What are you eating
Super Bowl
weekend?
Good call.
We're going to talk more about this coming up later in the show because getting ready for Super Bowl. What do you got planned?
I don't. We are trying to figure out as we speak about what big piece of meat we are going to devour. I got this new I would say an outdoor. We were just talking about the air fryer, right? It's like a big outdoor air fryer that you don't have to use oil or anything for. But
I
you
just
can cook
feel
ribs.
Like size matters.
It does. It does. Ribs. You can do a butt. You know, Boston butt. You can do big pieces of meat. But apparently, and I've not tried it yet because the weather has not allowed me to do it. But I'm thinking about maybe trying it this weekend. But I want to do something on that thing, man. I got it for Christmas, and I was, like, ecstatic about it. So it's like an outdoor air fryer. You guys probably have seen it or know what I'm talking about. But you can do turkeys in there. You can do all kind of stuff. That's what I'm going to do, but I haven't figured out, Turtle, what exactly that's going to look like because, you know, it's not like we don't have all day Sunday.
Right.
It's not like we don't have all day to cook. So, you know, we traditionally have bought and, you know, done the cater thing, but I think that's what I'm going to do Sunday. But I will put out the pictures.
So real quick,
it.
You'd prefer like a 3:30 kickoff?
I think the earlier kickoff is better, okay? Because here's the deal. We all stay up late. We watch the game. Mike and I have talked about this. The Monday after Super Bowl, and we're getting there, should be a holiday. Because everybody is like, you know, you had friends or you're drinking or you're doing whatever you're doing. And then everybody's sluggish the next day. I like the earlier start because, you know, you start this game at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Everybody's up there past midnight anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, we got a big party. This is going to become the social event of Southside, Chris. But, yeah, we have a big crew, and with the weather, it looks like it's going to rain a little bit before lunchtime, and then we should have sunny skies or at least warm temperatures. So if you go indoor, outdoor, get the outdoor TV going. It's a lot of space. No one's on top of each other. We got brisket. We're going to be doing a butt. We got Becky doing her cheese. We got this chicken cheese dip. We got Swedish meatballs. Everybody else bringing all their booze. It's going to be bananas. Can't wait. And the cleanup. That's the worst part. The cleanup.
Well, you got a human vacuum cleaner.
We do. It's called Ike the Wonder. Now, our thing is, Carl, I was mentioning with our neighborhood, it's also like Dogapalooza. Everybody in the neighborhood brings their dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dogs are all running around in the backyard and having their own little party, too. So Ike's like the ringleader of that. Can't wait. I love hosting parties. I always enjoy being Toastmaster General.
I do, too. I don't like the cleanup, and that's why I don't host as much.
Right. But the wives and everything in the neighborhood, we got, like, my buddy Mike. You ever had, like, the one lady who's, like, the cleanup lady? And that's, like, Jen. She's, like, she talks, she's a flight attendant. I'd love to be on one of her flights.
Yeah.
She talks in a whisper voice. But anyway, I don't know how the safety announcements get done on that flight. The exits are behind
When everybody leaves, because you know what the host always
says.
She's
the cleanup lady.
The host always says, do you need help with this? And what do we always say? No, go ahead. We got this.
Right.
And then when everybody's gone and that door closes, boom, and then you look at you're looking at your house, you're like, oh, my God.
Dude.
I'm good.
But paper plates and everything, it just goes, giant trash bags, woof.
Oh, yeah.
Simple and easy, out the door.
All right, we got to run. Hit my music.
Hope you are going to have a great Super Bowl. You guys can send your pictures as well at Dukes and Bell 929. You know, we started that tailgate at home a few years ago during the pandemic. It took off. And
I'm the meat man.
We are still cooking because it's something I love to do. And bottom line is, man, look, I don't know what you're preparing, but sometimes we get crazy pictures where people are like, hey, I'm having duck or quail or something. And you're like, really? And people prepare all kind of stuff. So if you're having something unique, all right, not something that's very common, send your pics, man. Right. We'd love to put it out there on our Instagram. All right, coming up, we got a lot more to talk about. Plenty of dogs are going to be participating in this Super Bowl. We'll talk about that. And also, how much money did the SEC just hand out to their institutions? It's next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.